Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Appreciate that, Jerry. She represents Brooklyn Center in the Minnesota House. She is Representative Samantha Vang, who joins us out of 40B this morning. She is also on some prominent committees that deal with police reforms and also chair, by the way, of Minnesota Legislature's People of Color and Indigenous Caucus. Good morning, Madam Chair. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
You know, I appreciate you coming on. You had the press conference yesterday. We were talking about it. Can you tell us more about that and what you want listeners to know this morning?
So I wasn't in attendance at the Senate posse press conference. I was aware of it, however, because of my House colleagues, we have session at the same time, so we weren't able to be there in support of the Senate posse press conference.
Yeah, and of course, there's some action, and I want to ask you about that because you're on some of those committees. As a resident, though, of Brooklyn Center, Representative Vang, tell us about the last few days, what they've been for like you and what you're hearing from your constituents.
Yes, definitely. We are all still in pain and hurting. We're traumatized and pained to see another young black man, Dante Wright, killed by law enforcement. We're hurt to see our city like this. Our usual places to shop and eat is boarded. There's military presence. It's overwhelming and stressful for all of us. But in that times, in those difficult times, we're also giving each other strength. By talking with one another, we're organizing food and supply drives at local organizations and high schools, and we're finding a way to heal by coming together to talk, helping those in need, and looking at how we can move forward from this.
Representative Vang, what happens in the legislature now regarding moving forward?
Well, we are demanding action from our Republican colleagues, because to this point, they have not done anything. Recently, I heard they are starting to hear some of our police accountability bills, which is a good start, but I do hope to see substance action from that. Our public safety omnibus bill in the House have a lot of good measures in there. One of such that is carried by many of my colleagues, by Chair Carlos Mariani and Vice Chair Representative Fraser, along with my other public safety members as well. And if you want, I can also delve a little deeper into the details of those in the omnibus bill.
Yeah, because one of the things that I was reading about yesterday when I was watching this is limiting the authority of law enforcement to stop or detain drivers for certain motor vehicle equipment violations. In fact, I'm hearing the bill should be probably offered as an amendment to a larger public safety budget bill today in the House Ways and Means Committee. Yeah, but so if you could tell us about some of those things that specifically that you're wanting to change.
Yes. So, you know, we think that for petty things, for reasons why folks are being stopped over, for petty issues such as, you know, expired fines and fees, we're creating language which is going on to be amended into, as you heard, in Ways and Means, into the omnibus bill. And this is carried by Representative Jamie Baker Finn, along with Representative Mueller, and they are working on that language to really limit why people are stopped for certain petty violations and things like, you know, having, minor infractions of some like a air freshener hanging on the window or rear view window. So additional things like that is also part of that bill.
Madam Chair, do you feel confident that some of this will get passed, and will it be before you hit the budget negotiations?
I am optimistic with the community call to for more reform, for more action. I'm optimistic that we are moving towards that goal. So I can't say what it would look like at the end, but I am optimistic that we are moving towards that goal.
Representative Vang, I appreciate your time here this morning. I know you're at work today. I'll let you get back to taking care of our state there at the Minnesota State Capitol in St. Paul. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Representative Samantha Vang from Brooklyn Center, she's in the Minnesota House and 40B, as I mentioned, also chair of his, she called it the Posse Caucus, POCI are the letters for it. It's Minnesota's Legislature's People of Color and Indigenous Caucus. Also very, as I mentioned, very involved with a lot of the police reform committee. So we'll hear more on that, I'm sure, through the day in our WCCO newsroom. In the meantime, coming up next, Steve has the latest on what's happening here in the Twin Cities. Jerry has the latest on your traffic. It's all straight ahead as the Thursday morning news continues.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.